T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello. Welcome to You Can Do It by Elisa Starr. This is a side project for anyone who needs any kind of reassurance. And today I want to talk to all of the crazy bitches out there. You are strong. You are a crazy fucking bitch. You can handle anything. The worst thing that's ever happened to you has already happened to you. That's how you got crazy. And you are going to use all of the assholes you've ever met and everything you learned about assholes from them in order to make your life asshole-free now. And that is going to cut down on your chaos for the rest of your life. You're going to have peace, and you're going to know that nobody's going to fuck with you. And it's going to take some work. But once you get there, you're going to be able to breathe a lot better. But for right now, I want you to breathe in. Think about how you are a good person. Wait, did I start you with breathing out? Fuck. Sorry, I'm smoking a joint right now, and I guess I needed to exhale. Okay. Breathe in. Okay. And then breathe out. 1, 2, 3. Try to do a 3 count or a 5 count for each one. Try to make each breath even. And I want you to just listen to the sound of my voice and count like a waltz. Like 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. I'm going to talk to you like this so that you can breathe in and breathe out at the same rate. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Breathing is super important. And I have pain issues, which maybe you have too, because trauma can live in your body and can come out and spook you like a fucking ghost. So I do have, like, but I also, like, broke both my legs. And an arm, actually. Okay, yeah. So my limbs are kind of fucked up. So I have been to pain psychologists before. That's like a real thing. Somebody who talks you through intense, consistent pain. And they said that breath was magical. Like, if you can breathe deeply and get that oxygen going from your brain to your loins, to your vagina, to your dick, to your combo, whatever you've got going on down there. If you can just make sure that from head to toe, you're breathing in and you're breathing out, then you're going to stop that fear reaction, right? Like the survival reaction that tells you that you need to freeze or fight, or I don't know. I keep adding F's to this series. It's supposed to be flight or fight, right? But then we realized, psychologists actually, not I'm not a psychologist. I do have a baby degree, but it's not like a real, anyway, sociologists and psychologists realize that it's not just, you don't just want to fly. You don't just want to get out of the situation as fast as possible. You don't always just want to fight with everyone around you. Sometimes you also freeze. That's something I do a lot. And then I added sleep to that too, because sometimes if there's a big change in my life, I need a lot of extra sleep. Like, I'll sleep for like 20 hours to process it, right? But sometimes I've noticed, like with this plague we've got going on right now, I keep trying to go to sleep. I keep having these like marathon, like 2 days in bed, like 48 hours in bed sessions where I'm like trying to sleep away the virus. I'm like hoping that when I wake up, things will just be weirder, like back to normal, or weirder in a better way. And that's not happening. You know, it's not just that I'm sad that the world's different. It's also that I'm sad that our government isn't interested in making sure that we have food and medicine. And I knew that about them, but I'm still in an abusive relationship with them. You know what I mean? Like, I still need that stuff. And especially during the plague, you know? So like, I didn't know that about them, but I also like keep learning it anew. And it, you know, being abandoned by the government, I think also triggers a lot of other shit, you know? I think the plague has triggered a lot of shit. I think a lot of people right now are experiencing grief that they don't know how to deal with. You are a crazy bitch, and so you've lost people before. You know what losing somebody feels like. You know what losing a whole world feels like, maybe. Like, I don't know what's happened to you that made you this way, but, some shit has happened to you to make you this crazy bitch. And those things that happened to you are now going to be like good information that you can use to make sure that you're always okay. So, okay, keep breathing. I want you to remember throughout this whole thing that your crazy bitchness is now going to come in handy, because you don't need to be loved by every single person. You can tell the truth. You can tell the truth on yourself. You can tell the truth on your situation. You can tell the truth about how you feel or about other people. It's cool. That's all right. You need to do that in order to take care of yourself. And if you can prioritize your feelings above other people's right now, if you can use your crazy bitchness to do that, then you will be okay for a long time. If you just think about yourself first. That's how you build security in your life. That's how you make sure that nobody's going to fuck with you again. That's how you make sure that you have good choices in front of you, is by trusting yourself, being kind to yourself, and being honest about your experiences and using them to get what you want in life. Now, I want you to imagine your best scenario, your life's best scenario. Don't think about the plague. Don't think about your job. Don't think about the last person you had sex with. I just want you to think about like the life you really want. I don't know whether that's someone knocking you up and moving to the suburbs, or going on tour with your band, or I don't know what it is, growing chickens in your backyard. I don't know what your best life is. I don't know what your fantasy is. My friend, my best friend Kay, used to run, she's run bakeries her whole freaking life. It's so funny. And she was in her 30s and she was having a little bit of a nervous breakdown. And I said, so what are you going to do next? And she was like, well, I never wanted to be a baker. My mom just made me. I just never had a choice. I had to run a bakery in order for her to like me. And I was like, okay, well, what do you really want to do? And she's like, I really want to be a medical assistant. And I was like, that So you really wanted to do the boring thing, but your mom made you do the art thing instead. And she was like, yes. And so she became a dental assistant. And the thing is like, she's an obsessive baker. Like, that's where she puts a lot of her nervous energy. And so she, after being a medical assistant for a while and fulfilling her lifelong dream, she did actually end up also opening like a side bakery because it just got too much. Like, her family couldn't eat all that shit. You know what I mean? But, you know, I thought it was adorable and hilarious that her mom basically was like, no, we were clowns in this family. That's our deal. We are like, you know, like that's how absurd it sounded to me that she had to be a baker or else her mom wouldn't love her. I get it. Like, my mom had some conditions, some crazy conditions too. And I met her mom and she's batshit fucking crazy. And she definitely made a lot of decisions for Kay that sucked, that made her life harder. And once Kay started acknowledging all that, and she got everything she wanted, she's so happy. She has a husband she loves. Her kids are happy. They're healthy. She has enough money. You know, like, she and I were best friends when our lives were really hard. And we were both having breakdowns, pretty much, you know, that late 20s, early 30s. And we've both become a lot more stable and a lot more okay and a lot more able to love ourselves as we've gotten older. But I think we also challenge each other to do it. So listen, I am talking to you, my crazy bitch. And I just want you to know that I think you're rad. I think all the ways that you think you're batshit fucking crazy, all the scary shit you think you do, all the upsetting shit you think you do, all the immoral shit you think you do, I don't know if I would really blink an eye at it for the most part. Like, you are not as fucked up as you think you are. And no matter how fucked up you think you are, you deserve to be loved and you deserve to get what you want from your life. You deserve to be happy, fulfilled, and safe. And like I said, if you can concentrate, if you can breathe, you can make your whole life asshole fucking free right now. Not right now, but in the next year. So I want you to 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 in, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 out. And concentrate on making those two things even when you're having a hard time, when you're getting so mad that you want to cry, because it's like the only way to express how much you want to murder other people, or because you're just sad that you can't murder the people who have made you that mad. Like, when you feel yourself getting like that, I want you to think about what I said about how you're a crazy bitch, but you can use your crazy bitchness in order to get places. So, and I want you to do the breathing thing, try to get your breathing even, and I want you to use that time to plot revenge on your enemies, you know, to do something that really makes you feel better, you know? Maybe we kill them together. Maybe we go out and we dig some graves together. Maybe you and I are best pals in this scenario. Maybe I help you out. I don't know. Maybe you befriend a pig farmer. I don't know. But what I'm saying is that I want you to focus your crazy bitchness like a laser beam on your enemies and also on your own life to make sure that it becomes exactly what you want and to get to a place where you're safe all the time and you always know you're okay, you know? And to get to a place where you have people in your life who can consistently remind you that you're okay. And that's what you're missing, my crazy bitch friend, right now. And I want you to think about, or maybe, I don't know what you're missing. Like, you're missing something. That's why you're listening to me. So I just, okay. So I gave you a whole bunch of stuff. I hope this makes you feel better. I hope this helps you laser focus your crazy bitchness so that you can asshole proof your life. And I want you to, like I said, breathe in, breathe out, try to get the beats all even. Try to think about that oxygen going to your brain and then how rich with oxygen your brain will be and how like great your revenge ideas will be. And, you know, just, I will make more of these. Sorry, guys. I am a little bit stoked. Okay. I love you crazy bitches. I will talk to you in the future. You're going to be okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.